150 years worth of wrath of Lake Superior can take its toll on the eight light towers standing as sentinels among the Apostle Islands. Apostle Islands National Lakeshore Planning Chief Jim Nepstead says the towers have needed work for a long time, and with $5 million allocated this past summer and now an additional $2 million passed by Congress last week, their time has come.
They're exposed to the full brunt of Lake Superior's fury during the fall and winter months. The weather can be pretty hard on them.
Islands historian Bob McGrath of Washburn says preserving these light stations, some which date back to before the Civil War, preserves the region's history.
It has often been said that the collection of lighthouses at Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is the finest single collection of lighthouses anywhere in the country. If nothing else, the diversity of styles that are represented. You have lighthouses made of wood, you have lighthouses made of stone, of brick, of cast iron and steel.
Even as plans are being drawn for lighthouse restoration, the $7 million awarded this year may not cover half of the total restoration needs. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.